This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And find them all successful, right? Like first round picks. It's very rare, right? Obviously, we're not going to see Jaden Daniels or Drake May out there for Washington, as that game's getting set to kick off here. But, like, if you look at that class from last year, right, one of the big things about the 2024 first-round draft class and quarterbacks was you had five first-round picks. Now, rookie years up and down for everybody one way or the other, right? Michael Penix Jr. didn't play the whole season. Drake May didn't play the whole season. Drake May looked good and certainly improved as the season went on. Michael Penix Jr., small sample size. Bo Nix looked pretty good. We know what Jaden Daniels did. And then there's Caleb Williams, the number one overall pick. The guy that was kind of looked at as the quarterback, right? It was like, oh, man, best prospect that we've seen since Andrew Luck. And listen, you saw the flashes. You saw the height. But then the lows at times at USC, they were certainly questionable. But you chalk it up to a bad offensive line, bad defense, and those types of things. Then you get to the NFL. And it's, well, head coach, kind of a dope, not really an offensive-minded head coach, offensive line, not good. If you go back and look at the history of first-round quarterbacks, I mean, two of the big spots, right? Number one and number two overall pick a lot. You go Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf. We all know how that turned out. Andrew Luck and RG3, well, neither one of them really panned out, but one of them was because of it. Really, both, you could argue, in some ways was because of injuries. Andrew Luck retired because he was tired of getting beat up, and he had a horrible front office that just couldn't build a team around him. So, always one of the big what-ifs, by the way. What if Andrew Luck actually went to a capable organization at the time, and like what that would have looked like? But if you go back, I mean, let's go to 2023. Bryce Young, we saw big jumps, so maybe Bryce Young's not going to be a bust. C.J. Stroud, we know what his rookie year looked like. Then there's Anthony Richardson. I'll tell you this now, Anthony Richardson is not starting week one for the Colts. Daniel Jones is going to win that starting job. Not just because Anthony Richardson hurt his pinky and got hurt. Let me say this. I don't need to see these gruesome injuries from players. I don't need fingers and legs going sideways. Enough.
It's brutal.
It's brutal, right, Wes? I don't need to see this. None of this. Kevin Ware years ago against Duke in the tournament. No, don't need that. I don't need, Paul George years ago. I mean, again, go down the list. Wes, I don't need any of these injuries to be seen.
The Ravens one, that rookie.
Oh.
His leg was 90 degrees, Nick.
None of that for me. Like, I know people, people will just, like, watch injury videos. What's wrong with you?
No.
What's wrong with you? I can't do it. And then the worst part now, too, is that it all just, whether you want to avoid it or not, it shows up on social media, on all of them. TikToks, it's going to be all over the place. And
Twitter
is going to have it. And I'll never call it X. It'll always be Twitter. I'm going to die on that hill. I promise you that. It's just, I want none of it. But even a little pinky injury, I can deal with that. But I just prefer not to see any of these. But again, Anthony Richardson is somebody that is in a really tough spot in Indianapolis. Got rushed out there, played way too soon. 2022 is Kenny Pickett, only first-round pick at quarterback. He's a backup. He's in Cleveland now with the 10 quarterbacks they have, and that's going to stay that way. But even go back to 2021, all right? If we're looking at first-round quarterback picks, they don't all pan out. Trevor Lawrence is probably the best out of that group of Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. Pretty much every other quarterback other than Trevor Lawrence is eventually going to be a backup. Justin Fields, for the Jets.
Hey, be careful.
What?
Talking Ohio State guy
okay.
here, yeah.
Well, first off, I forget. You went to Virginia Tech, but you're Ohio State guy, so there's that whole thing.
Hey, I will give you an update on the Commanders' New England game.
Okay.
My boy, Travion Henderson, with 12 seconds. Kickoff, he scored a touchdown. Kickoff return for a touchdown against the Commanders.
Off to a great start here. Yeah. Off to a great start, as I probably should have mentioned that. It's going to be. I'll be totally honest with you here. I'm excited to watch this, but I know that there are little details to take away from the game. But I don't get, like, I'm not emotionally invested in preseason games. I do bet them, and I will say this. It's always about the unders. And if you really want to get serious, bet in second half unders when you got like third and fourth string guys. The only time you get screwed a little bit is when somebody's got something to prove, that fourth string guy, and he's got to return kickoff for a touchdown, and that screws you, and the game goes over, and it's, oh, God. I bet a lot of first half overs in the past. That's the way to go in the preseason. But not a ton of that. But when I look at this group, the only other quarterbacks, let's say recent memory, Joe Burrow, Tua, Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, 2020. All of them at least good starters as the floor, right? Say what you want about Tua. He's a starter in the NFL. And we leave it like that, right? I think we can agree that that's certainly the case. But I just wonder, out of all of the guys in Jaden Daniels' draft class, is Caleb Williams going to end up being the bust? Now,
that'd be crazy.
Right? Now, it's way too early to really say that, right? It is. But year one to year two, you got to see a major jump. You've got to see that Jaden Daniels looks like, by the way, that was a 100-yard kick return by Travion Henderson, who I love. That was a great pickup.
Oh, yeah.
Great pick for the Pats. Travion Henderson, I think, is going to actually be the problem with the Patriots is that the Patriots just love to cycle their running backs around, and you just never know who's going to get carries week after week after week. So that's the thing that's probably going to hurt him. I know it's not Bill Belichick anymore, but it's a lot of that mindset's probably going to stay the same with Mike Vrabel. So, but that's how we start things off: 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, and that is what screws you on unders in the NFL preseason. That is all I will say about that. But again, I think even in year two, if Caleb Williams has some ups and downs, we're not going to be like the jury will still be out on him to a point because it's another new offense. But it really matters too. Young quarterbacks, their success is really dictated by where they're drafted. The situation matters for a young quarterback so much. Because Anthony Richardson, right? Like, if he had sat for a year, would he have been better? I know he had, like, what, four good games in the games he started for the Colts his rookie year, and it was like, oh, maybe he's going to be okay. Guy barely had any starts in college or high school. So what are we doing? Like, what are we doing sitting here talking about Anthony Richardson starting right away in the NFL? Like, that was part of the problem. So, Caleb Williams, bad situation in Chicago year one. Year two? Does that look better? Jaden Daniels clearly in a good spot. Drake May, they waited, and then he looked like somebody that belonged out there. As the season went on, they brought him along slowly. Michael Penix Jr. And you go, I mean, even J.J. McCarthy, we didn't see it all last year, but I keep him off the list because he was hurt last year. So it's like, what's that going to look like? He didn't get a chance to fully, be a part of the team. He's rehabbing, doing all those things. So J.J. McCarthy's kind of like separate from all of this. But out of the five that played last year, I mean, we could see all of them. The ceiling is high for all of these quarterbacks to a point where bare minimum, they're like good starter year after year. It's just hard to figure out right now who that bust could actually be. You usually kind of know right away. So it could end up being one of those all-time great quarterback classes. All right, well, Commanders giving up a touchdown. 7-0 Patriots. A little under 12 minutes to go in the first quarter. Gotta love the preseason, right? Gotta love the preseason. Nick Ashew on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Nick Ashew on the Fan. Commanders getting after Drake May. Looks to maybe be a sack fumble. We're all watching it on different speeds here. So that's the one thing I hate. Having done a show that was a live betting show for years, people are watching different games at different times with all these different stream options we have. So, tell you this, no spoiler alert, Commanders take over. So, it was a fumble from Drake May. So, 7-0 Patriots, 10-19 to go in the first quarter. That's good, right? You want to see him getting after the quarterback. You want to see some of these younger guys making a name for themselves. Let's see some preseason heroes tonight. Mike Vrabel looks pissed off already. Wasn't that like the most expected thing ever that he was going to take over the Patriots? I mean, Gerard Mayo got, poor guy, had to be the guy to follow. The guy that follows the guy, the legendary coach, whatever it is, man, it's just, you never want to be in that position. It's tough. You don't want to be the guy that follows the guy. I mean, sometimes it works out. It's worked out at Duke right now. John Shire's done a good job for Duke, but following Coach K, that was not an easy thing, but he was there for a while. That's tough. But Vrabel coming in, this is going to feel more like, I think, the Patriots that we remember from years. I know he wasn't, part of, Vrabel's not part of the true coaching tree for Bill Belichick, which we can talk about how it's not been successful, but he's still, I give him half credit because he was still with the organization and, kind of an extension of the coaching staff on the field. But I tell you what, the fact that he got into that fight the other day and was all bloody, let me tell you something. I guarantee you that in the locker room, Ooh, Patriots players loved that. They love seeing their coach get into that little joint practice fight and get all bloody and come out of it. That is, listen, to a point, people get mad when I say this, but to a point, training camp fights are good in small doses. In small doses. You don't want to see it spilling over into the crowd. You don't want to see fans getting involved. You don't want to see anything that gets like anybody actually getting hurt. But what you do want to see is your team, in this case it'd be the Commanders, showing some fight, showing some intensity, showing some competitiveness as the Commanders miss a field goal, 7-0 Patriots, 9:07 to go in the first quarter. So wasted drive there as they miss that field goal. Drake May is going to come back out after the fumble earlier. But like, you know, you look at this and go, okay, so there is, like, it's the Commanders' defense and the Patriots' offense fighting. Good. Commanders' defense is going to be angry. They're going to get after the quarterback. We just saw that on that last drive for the Patriots. They're going to Marshawn Lattimore. Shocking. Marshawn Lattimore is involved. Listen, Marshawn Lattimore, you want to get in a couple of fights in training camp, fine, but you better show it in the regular season, too. Now, I get it. He was hurt last year. The team said, hey, we brought him in for next season. We went ahead and made this move now, but it's about next year. He's talked about still getting his footwork right. It's going to take a little bit of time. That's okay. I'm cool with that. But if you're going to be getting involved in any of these fights, better be preseason and that's it. I don't want any regular season. We know Marshawn Lattimore is notorious for that kind of stuff, right? But this is still a spot where you say, I saw a little intensity from this. I saw a spot here where this team looks like they've got some fight and some competitiveness. And look, that's what happens a lot in these joint practices. Guys see someone in front of them. And it's play after play after play, and it's not a teammate. And sometimes, again, it's teammates that'll do this too. That's where you'd rather see it in a joint practice than, you know, Commander's defense, Commander's offense, and you got two guys going at it and fighting. That's where it's less beneficial. But it's a good thing when you have, you know, two, like that's the closest thing some of these starters are going to get to significant real football, because they're not going to play a lot in the preseason and they don't take that. Like a lot of there have been people pushing for years that joint practices just replace preseason football altogether. Now, there's a lot of guys trying to make a team raising their hand like, wait, can we have at least one, like the last preseason game? Can we at least do that? But there's something to be said for that, right? There's something to be said for the intensity and what teams get out of these joint practices. Because for one, a lot of stuff is also closed to the media and fans, so you can show a little bit more. You're going to go up against a team you're not playing during the regular season. There's an opportunity there. Teams don't show a lot in the preseason when you got eyeballs on you and people in the stands and you've got, you know, cameras on you and all of that. Like, what are we really going to see from Drake May tonight? Like, yeah, he's out there, but, like, are we really going to see Drake May play? Like, they're not going to show a ton of their offense tonight with Drake May. They want to give him the opportunity. They want to give him a chance. But, like, it's not – this isn't going to be the full Patriots offense that you're going to get out there as the Patriots take over and get an – oh, God, is that Travion Henderson again? You know, I can't – the Patriots get a – it was like a 15-yard gain there.
Yeah.
Yeah, 50 – oh, God. Yeah. Yeah, see, I'm getting emotionally invested in a game that doesn't matter.
You got to turn it off.
I can't, though. I can't. I didn't bet on this, though. I don't. I actually have a rule. And, Wes, you may not know this because it's the first time you and I have worked together. But, again, having spent years doing a betting show, everybody always wants to know if you bet on your team. And you know, I don't. Props are the only thing that I will do. Because I don't want emotion to get, like, involved with any of the decision-making. That's the worst way to bet. If you're going to bet, don't bet with any emotion whatsoever.
I'm with
so
you.
I take my teams out of it. Completely.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I look at, you know, last year and the way that it went. That was the first time where there was actually positive emotion. Like in the past, it was just like, oh, Commanders are going to lose. Oh, the football team's, you know, the football team's going to lose. The Redskins are going to lose every year. You just expect, like, I went in with a negative vibe, but then it became the opposite where I just expected, oh, God, there's a deep ball. See, this is why. It's preseason and I'm getting all worked up over this.
You know what you got to do? You got to die with your team. Like, if you're betting against your team, you better be betting for them. You know, I don't want any betting against the Commanders, so either way you're happy. If you win, I'm happy. If they lose, I make money. Like,
So you're an emotional hedge guy then?
Like, If I'm betting for an Ohio State game, which I've done three times, I'm betting for Ohio State to do better than whatever the bet is.
Okay. Okay. So you're betting on it's always
I'm going to die with my team.
Okay. So you're always a Ohio State money line, you Ohio State to win, Ohio State to cover, whatever the case is. Like,
Jeremiah,
you're going that route.
Smith 1000 yards in a game, yes.
Okay. Fair enough. Drake May just got a 10-yard run here too, so the Patriots offense is marching up the field now. So this is got about 8:20 to go in the first quarter here. And it's Patriots offense certainly moving on this drive after that Drake May turnover last time around. But yeah, like, for me, I have to stay away from it. I really do. That's why I stayed, like, last year, especially once things got really exciting. You could tell, like, oh, the Commanders were legit. It still was, like, no sides for me. Maybe some totals, but mostly props, things like that. Guys that I knew. I'm a prop guy in general anyway. I'd rather sit there and bet on an individual player to do something, whatever that bet is, doesn't matter, as opposed to, like, an entire team. There's fewer things that could go wrong. You're not dealing with as many factors and variables and all that. Like, it's just one, right? Like, you know, again, I will always miss Tom Brady attempts. Tom Brady threw the hell out of the football in Tampa. Just bet the over on how many times he's going to throw the football every single week. If Joe Flacco, and I'll say this, I know this isn't a betting show, but I'm just going to at least say this. If Joe Flacco starts for the Browns, bet the over on his attempts every single week. That is one of my favorite bets. Every week, whatever they said it at, 35 attempts, he's throwing it 50. He did it back with the Jets years ago. He's throwing the ball 50-something times a game. Joe Flacco will air that thing out. Oh, my God, Travion Henderson just broke a tackle and gets a first down. They're going to score a touchdown. God, he already has a 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Travion Henderson's going to be good. From a fantasy perspective, that is a guy. I mean, it was a great catch out of the backfield, little run, breaks a tackle, gets a first down for the Patriots. That's a guy you may want to, if he's available and you haven't had your fantasy draft yet, a lot of people haven't, which you should be waiting. I wait until, like, every fantasy league I'm in, it's like, no, we need to wait until the end. I want to wait until after that third preseason game. I want to know everything that I can know and have as much information as I can. That's when you should be doing it. That, like, early fantasy drafts, oh, let's do it at the beginning of August. No, we wait. We wait. And they're at least going to stop him at the line of scrimmage. Okay, so there you go. It was not Travion Henderson, but still. Yeah, it's marching up and down the field. Here we go. Oh, Shedeur Sanders getting in the end zone. There you go. First touchdown for Shedeur Sanders and the Browns. Everybody loves that. Let me tell you something. If I'm Shedeur Sanders, this is an audition to get traded. When your owner basically comes out and says that, like, you weren't the one that wanted him, which it's good. Owners should stay away from all that. All those quarterbacks in Cleveland, they got to trade one. Like, there's enough value in those guys you could trade for, like, a late-round pick. If Cleveland doesn't see Shedeur Sanders, I mean, again, it's steal in the fifth round, at least develop him and see what he could be, considering what the expectations were. Incomplete pass. There you go. There you go, defense. Austin Hooper. They were going to him. Nothing. But Shedeur Sanders plays well in this game. You know, this is an audition. It's not just for the team you're playing for in the preseason. Remember, it can also be somebody else. It can also be other teams that want to make a trade, right? Somebody else goes in. You could get to an organization if you're a Shedeur Sanders, develop for a year or two. Situation dictates so much of the success of a young quarterback. It's not, don't, like, again, if Aaron Rodgers had been drafted much higher, who knows what his career would have looked like, right? Notorious for dropping, goes to the Packers, great career. Say what you want about him now, doesn't matter. Damn it, Drake May got in the end zone. 5:41 to go, touchdown Drake May. Going to be 14-0 after the extra point. There you go. All right, 13-0 Patriots, extra point coming, 5:41 to go in the first quarter. Nick Cashew on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Nick Ashew on the Fan, 14-0 Patriots over the Commanders. 5:41 to go in the first quarter. A couple of solid drives despite the, a little sack fumble. Commanders defense leaned to that earlier. Browns and Panthers are tied at 7. I'm watching the, like 5 times this one. It's pretty much just on a loop because, well, you know, it's easy to find. But Shedeur Sanders touchdown. Thread the needle of 3 defenders. It's a nice throw on the run. I mean, watching it here, just little play action, turns, gets a little opportunity between 3 defenders. I mean, it's not like a crazy throw. Some people, and that's what I love about Shedeur Sanders, just everything about this. It's just, there has never been a time where we've had a more polarizing 5th-round pick in the history of the NFL than Shedeur Sanders. I mean, he's going to play this entire game. Everybody talking about whether he should, you know, audition. You know, this is an audition for another team, myself included, because it does make sense. It is an opportunity, but it could end up being in Cleveland. This is, listen, I want players to have a chip on their shoulder, period. Whether it's Washington, anywhere else, you're running a team, you want guys to have a chip on their shoulder, period. Shedeur Sanders, if this is handled right, can have a great career, whether it's Cleveland or it's somewhere else. Now, if I'm him, I may be hoping it's somewhere else besides Cleveland, because they don't really have a track record of developing quarterbacks or trading for quarterbacks or giving the right contract to. It's been really bad at quarterback. They've got, I think it's 162 quarterbacks on their roster right now in training camp. But, like, you know, you just because he was drafted in the 5th round, we know it doesn't mean anything with how your career ends up. Now, clearly, with the statue that was unveiled today, everybody knows, like, Tom Brady's the ultimate example of that. Now, we're not going to have another Tom Brady, and that's such an extreme example, but it does exist. So if you're the Browns, you're giving Shedeur Sanders a ton of opportunity, which it was a little surprising. He's going to get all this time since he wasn't getting any snaps with the first team. So to get out there now, I know it's not a lot of first-teamers out there, but, you know, this is they're giving him a ton of time to kind of make up for the lack of it in camp, which he said he didn't even want his right. He didn't want Deion to show up to camp. He's like, I got a lot to prove. I got a lot to do. Like, I don't want him here. Some of it's also, let's be honest, Deion showing up, that's a distraction. Deion's kind of a polarizing figure, kind of a big deal, kind of a spotlight, and I'm sure people are going to want his opinion on the Browns and all that, so it's better to just completely stay away. But, you know, look, nice throw to start, an opportunity here, and, you know, Shedeur Sanders connect. Like, I was texting with somebody in Cleveland the other day. It was like a week ago or something. You know, he hosts a show in Cleveland, and he was like, yo, who do you think the starting quarterback's going to be? I'm like, honestly, I think there is a chance there are more starting quarterbacks for the Browns this year than they have wins. Think about that. Like, could the Browns have four starting quarterbacks and three wins this year? Because if you're cycling through quarterbacks, there's a very good chance that, you know, you're not. Oh, my God, what a catch. Oh, what a catch. This is how this is going to go tonight, just so you know. Wouldn't be the first time I've lost my mind on the air during a game that's live. But, good God, was that? Who was it? Chris Moore. Chris Moore just had a spectacular catch for the Commanders. All right. The replays here, we're just going to live through this together because you're likely watching it anyway. Beautiful. Turning around, great footwork, two hands, bringing the ball down, falling down, inbound, beautiful. What a catch from Chris Moore. See, this is the stuff that Washington's going to need to see tonight. You're going to need to see some other receivers making some plays. Now, Chris Moore is not the first name on the list, right? Jalen Lane was the one we throw around, Luke McCaffrey. Want to see them get some opportunities here. But this is a chance for some of these other guys to really step up. Now, do I think that Chris Moore or Luke McCaffrey or Jalen Lane really care about the Terry McLaurin negotiations? They don't. Do I think they want his money one day? Absolutely they do. But this is a chance to show, hey, everybody's talking about Terry McLaurin and how important he is to this team. And rightfully so. But if you can also show that you belong higher up on that depth chart, there is opportunity for so many other names to really make an impact, not just in the preseason, but where it really matters, in the regular season for Washington. Because they do need that. There's a reason why they traded for Deebo Samuel. Again, only had to give up a fifth-round pick. That's great. But they needed more. They needed more depth. You also haven't really had, like, you've got, Noah Brown has been out. He hasn't been on the field for them. So you're missing another guy when it comes to depth. Like, Washington needs more than just Terry McLaurin. And that's why, like, I'm really excited to see what Deebo Samuel looks in this offense. And really, that's what it comes down to, right? What does Deebo look like? What does, you know, like, how do they use him? Is he a little bit more of a running back? Is he a little bit more of a wide receiver? I think we'd expect both. But if the run game then looks good with some of the names that we've talked about, as that looks like that's a Commander's turnover. I said I wouldn't get emotionally invested, but it looks like we just had an interception there. And yes, we do. Look away for 1 second. Yep. I know it's preseason. But Sam Hartman got picked off. So there's that. So anyway, it's not like he's going to start this year, so it doesn't matter. Again, doesn't it feel nice? Doesn't it feel great to sit here and watch whoever plays in the preseason besides Jaden Daniels and go, it's all right. We've got Jaden Daniels. It's a nice position to be in. But, again, there's a reason why heading into last season, this team had really low expectations. Again, the questions were what Jaden Daniels looks like, rookie quarterback, ups, downs, all those things. But it was far beyond the quarterback position. It was so much more about just about every other position on this team, right? The secondary was an issue. The offensive line, there were big worries. What was the run game going to look like? Go down the list. After Terry McLaurin, what'd the wide receiver position look like? And again, we know how important Terry is. Deebo Samuel is going to be massively, massively important to this offense. I don't see him being used as just a traditional wide receiver as much as he's always hated being referred to as also a running back. Like, let's be real, he's built like a running back. Use him out of the slot, receiver out of the backfield, some trick plays. I think Deebo will be majority wide receiver and occasionally thrown in the backfield and used with the ball just basically handed off to him. They've got a lot of guys. Honestly, with the amount of running backs that are on this depth chart right now, and like, you've got to be able to find two that can contribute consistently, that can combine for 25 carries in a game. Like, that's really what it comes down to. It's not even that Washington needs a Bijan Robinson, because you ain't going to get that. But if Brian Robinson Jr. can get you 15 carries and get you consistent yardage, you know, over 4 yards a carry and not fumble the football, Austin Ekeler used in his unique way that they use him, and Bill, again, we're just calling him Bill, that's it, kind of adds to that. Whatever else you have, okay. You don't have to, like, you don't need that to be that way, but Deebo Samuel is just so important to this offense. And that's the reason why they made that trade. And that's the reason why that they brought him in. Like, don't overlook the fact that he has a chip on his shoulder. Because if you're Von Miller, Von Miller is the end of his career. He wants to show he's got something left in the tank. But he's already established himself as an all-time great, as a future Hall of Famer. Deebo Samuel still, I mean, look, he's younger. You expect to have more years out of him moving forward. He's somebody where it's less of that, like, hey, I just want to keep playing. Like, doesn't it kind of feel like that way with Von Miller, where it's more of still wants to keep playing, hitting those mid to late 30s where a lot of guys are, where it's just getting on a team, getting some snaps, contributing. Deebo Samuel, you kind of feel like the prime was not as long as it should have been. But I also want to take away so much of last season in San Francisco, because that team was a mess. Injuries, I mean, it was problems up and down. So how much of last season and all of the other issues that San Francisco went through contributed to some of Deebo Samuel and you know, the way that he looked? We saw moments. It just wasn't consistent. By the way, Drake May out of the game now. Joshua Dobbs in on, like, his 10th team. So Josh Johnson will be out there soon. Joshua Dobbs. Got a bunch of journeyman quarterbacks out there. It's kind of fun, though, isn't it? How often do you watch a preseason game and then just see names that you haven't heard in a while and go, oh, he's still out there? I forgot about him. Joshua Dobbs is one. Josh Johnson's the other. Josh Johnson, I need to actually, Wes, how old is Josh Johnson? I have no idea. Josh Johnson's got to be what? He's got to be like late 30s. I'm going to look and see what it is. 35. He's only 35? Is that true? No, this is the wrong Josh Johnson. He's 35? See.
Yeah, he is.
He's 35. That is insane. Like, no, he's 39. Okay, there we go. There's a writer named Josh Johnson.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep, you did
yeah, I did.
You did the same thing as me. I very rarely like to be the guy that Googles something live on the air, but I just had to know. And
That's shocking. A writer is coming up.
I know. Over an NFL quarterback. And again, I don't know who that Josh Johnson, the writer, is, but I'm going to assume he's had a pretty good career. So, but, I mean, Josh Johnson has played for everybody. Now, again, one of the greatest jobs in the world is backup quarterback, right? Because you don't get hit a lot. You don't have to play a ton. No wear and tear on your body. Still get a good quarterback salary. But it is. I had to do this. Even we all know, right? We all see it. We all know how many teams that Josh Johnson's played for. But to see it in front of me again right now, Listen, longevity is a really, really hard thing to accomplish in sports. It's why I always give LeBron James as much credit as I can, and you should too, when it comes to how long he's played at the level that he's played at. Now, we're not going to do a Jordan LeBron debate. I'm not going to do that. That is just low-hanging fruit. I don't care. We've all done it a million times. I've done it myself. That being said, let's also credit Josh Johnson for the career that he has had in the NFL, to be back on the Commanders roster after the Ravens for two seasons last year and the 49ers. He has played for almost every team in the NFL. The list of teams that he has played for, and played for multiple times, like the 49ers and the Commanders. They weren't even the Commanders the last time he was there. And it's just like, not to mention random teams like the Los Angeles Wildcats, the San Diego Fleet. What leagues are these? What league is the San Diego Fleet? That is, it's an American football team based in San Diego. Oh, the Alliance of the AAF, that's right. Like, that's the career that this guy's had. The Sacramento Mountain Lions, back in 2012.
XFL as well.
XFL, that's right. It was when it was actually the XFL as well. Let's see, what else? I mean, at this point now, I mean, it just feels like it's almost every single... For the most part, give him credit too, right? It's mostly NFL teams. You've got the Sacramento Mountain Lions back in 2012. You've got the San Diego Fleet, like I mentioned, in 2019, the LA Wildcats in 2020, and then after that, all NFL teams. So, listen, some of them are practice squads, like the Raiders and the Ravens back in 2016, but he was back with the listen, Josh Johnson, I think he has one of the most unique careers we've ever seen in the NFL, and as much as we like to make jokes about how many teams he's played for, he's 39 years old and on at least an NFL roster in the preseason, having played for 175 NFL teams. It should be praised. We should be praising Josh Johnson more for his longevity and for his dedication to playing in the NFL at quarterback. Good for him. Man, I remember, though, when he was in Washington that last time, that 2018 season. I think it was 6 starting quarterbacks that year.
Something like that.
Oh, that was so awful. Oh, it was. Mark Sanchez started a game. Remember that. Remember where we are now. Jaden Daniels is the quarterback. Now, Mark Sanchez at one point started a game for Washington back in 2018 in that Jay Gruden offense. Come a long, long way. 17-0 Patriots over the Commanders. First quarter wrapping up. Nick Ashew on the Fan. Nick Ashew on the Fan, 17-0 Patriots over the Commanders as we get into the second quarter. Tom Brady getting interviewed with sunglasses on at night. I know it's bright in the stadium. Whatever, man. He just had a statue unveiled tonight. He's feeling himself. He wears his sunglasses at night. I'm not even mad. I don't even hate, I don't even hate Tom Brady. There's so many people, I just don't. Honestly, his story is incredible. He's one of the great underdog stories, if not the greatest underdog story of all time. I mean, as much as I love Kurt Warner's story, and actually the movie about him, I really like that movie, but Tom Brady's even more of an underdog in terms of underdog turned great than Kurt Warner. I know they're both Hall of Famers, but I think we know who the better quarterback was and who had the more of the success. But I just never really, I know people will do that. I know people are just going to hate, but I don't. It's an awesome story. Drake May, 3 of 5, 12 yards. And now he's sitting. So during the break, Wes pointed out that there was, when we mentioned those 6 quarterbacks in 2018 that started in Washington. Couldn't remember, and we had to look it up. There was one quarterback that season, whether it was Mark Sanchez or Josh Johnson. One of those guys is playing tonight, Josh Johnson, at 39 years old. Not yet, but he will be out there. It looks like it's still Sam Hartman. Yes, it's still Sam Hartman as he hands the ball off. Josh Johnson back in 2018. Remember, he started in Washington. They had 6 starting quarterbacks. Mark Sanchez was one. Josh Johnson was another. Josh Johnson was 32 at the time. Had not taken a snap in an NFL game since 2013. So that was 5 years. 5 years between his starts, between his snaps, between seeing a football field in the regular season. He had to play Madden before that game for Washington to learn his teammates. I completely forgot about that. So no matter what happens this year, and of course I hope for no sophomore slump from Jaden Daniels, I hope for nothing but success. 4,500 yards, 40 touchdown passes, 5 interceptions, MVP, Super Bowl. I want it all. But let's all remember where we came from. Let's all remember what this dumpster fire, this barren wasteland of quarterback ineptitude in Washington looked like before Jaden Daniels got here. It was bad. To where right now I can watch Sam Hartman overthrow a receiver like crazy there, and I just saw, and go, it's not so bad. It's not so bad. It's okay. But that's how bad things were. Now, that was one of the all-time great moments. Yeah, the Josh Johnson story is pretty great. 39, still sticking around in the NFL. Don't know whether he makes the team, but in the end, guy's still around. Played for 172, it feels like, NFL teams. It's just the Jets and the Bengals again and the Browns again and the Mountain Lions, the Sacramento Mountain Lions. What league was that? That was 2012. The Sacramento Mountain Lions is where Josh Johnson played. That was the UFL, one of the other forms. See, that's the thing. It's like every minor league team or every, spring football league or whatever, or the arena league, which they all have had 5 different iterations. they've all changed and been rebuilt and started again and stopped and folded and started again. And it's
been
just
merged
like,
together.
Then they merged together, exactly. That made the most sense. I've always said this.
Yeah.
Listen, Wes, this is one of my big things. The NFL needs an actual minor league system for some of these, especially to develop some of these young quarterbacks. I know the UFL, and it used to be when it was the XFL, has kind of that showcase in the spring for players. But a real minor league system. I know there's complications. I know there are things that are going to have to work out in terms of schedule and, let's pretend, player safety. The NFL really cares about player safety and not getting sued. But, you know, it would make so much sense to find a way to develop some more of these young quarterbacks. Like, let's say Shador Sanders right now. He's 9 of 16, 61 yards and a touchdown. Great thread in the needle between three defenders for his first touchdown pass for the Browns. Let's say Shador Sanders doesn't win the starting job. I think it's Joe Flacco when it's all said and done, at least to start the season. I think that's the smart move for the Browns, although do you want to tank this year anyway? If you're the Browns, wouldn't you want somebody like Shador Sanders or Dylan Gabriel to get more time actually playing real NFL games and not on the practice squad or scout team with occasional first-string snaps? Doesn't the minor league system make sense? So every, I don't know, you wouldn't want Saturday against college football. You want people to kind of watch these games. Would it be every, like, should they play every Wednesday?
Yeah, but then you're competing with the Mid-Atlantic Conference.
That's true. You can't, listen,
imagine,
you're not, there's
man.
Always going to be some level of competition. Here's the one thing, Wes, that I will tell you about the NFL. They don't care about any other league.
Oh, yeah.
They win. They're not even competing with any other sport. They're just competing with all other...
Apple and Google.
Yeah, right. That's what it was. It was Apple and Google. And you know what? That is a baller-ass line.
It was.
That is really... We're not competing with the NBA. We're competing with Apple and Google. Boom! And it's not wrong.
Mic drop.
Mic drop. It's exactly what that is. So, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. If we are willing to watch fat guys in tights run a 40-yard dash... People are willing to watch minor league football. Now, again, you could say, well, Nick, nobody watches in the spring. And it's different. There's more meaning to those games if your team has a quarterback that they drafted in the fourth, fifth round, whatever it is, and he's starting on a Wednesday night for the Sacramento Mountain Lions against the Albuquerque... I don't know. The Albuquerque... Give me a random minor league. It doesn't matter. The point is that... If you have a little bit more meaning to those games, to those situations, people are going to be interested. We've put meaning on the combine. We've put meaning on the preseason. Hell, the NBA has put meaning on summer league. We're in a world now where everybody wants more content. That's the world that we live in, right? When we sit here now to this day, we are only going to continue to get more and more content and more situations that people are looking for something to put on like a streaming service, right? We are in the world now where it's all about content. The more, the better. Everybody wants it. Everybody wants something. They want to throw it out there. If the NFL were to start a minor league system, people would watch it. People watch the summer league. We talk about the millions of viewers for debuts of, you know, name superstar player that, you know, or big, highly touted rookie or like, you go Cooper Flagg, you go back on the list, and Victor Wembanyama, whatever the case is. That's summer league. The summer league was kind of looked at as a joke. And the NBA did a great job of really turning that thing into something special. Zion Williamson helped, and those types of debuts from players makes all the difference. And it's the same thing to a degree if the NFL had a minor league system and you're watching your team's fourth or fifth round pick at quarterback actually play versus reading about what they did in practice with the second or third string team. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to turn into a star. That doesn't mean that they're going to develop into somebody that everybody is going to be excited about every single week because there's your Pro Bowl quarterback drafted in the fourth, fifth round. Like, those stories don't happen a lot. But it would benefit the league, especially at that position, the most important position, to get reps for some of these young guys. Now, I know there's a bunch of red tape and there's a million different directions that you're going to have to go as a league to figure it out. I get it, right? Player safety. We care about player safety. Okay. So when are they going to play? And then when they get called up, how does that work? I understand it. But you think the NFL can't figure this out? We have monetized fat guys running in tights 40 yards, and people want to watch it. Now, granted, it's also kind of funny looking, but that's not the point. The point is that people will consume it, and people will continue to consume everything involving football. Everything. Shedeur Sanders, starting for the Cleveland Browns minor league team in the middle of the week, is going to get ratings. Now, yes, is that an extreme example? Yeah, of course. Sure. But still, it will be watched. And it doesn't just have to be a quarterback. It can be a running back, wide receiver. Like, players that you know could be a part of your team and their future moving forward. Preseason heroes that don't make the team, but instead of a stupid practice squad, they're actually playing on a real team. And maybe it's the UFL. I know they would love to be the full minor league system of the NFL. And I know it's not the same as baseball, and I know there are difficulties there, but the NBA has a minor league team for every single organization in the NBA now. It took time. It built it up. But it's something I've always wanted to see from the NFL. Because it would also make some of these preseason games even more meaningful, right? Because you're watching somebody like Sam Hartman right now, who you know is not going to start for Washington. Maybe he's their third-string quarterback at best. And he starts for the Washington Admirals in the UFL. I mean, I guess it'd be the DC Defenders if we're just going to keep the same teams. But you get what I'm saying. Like, this would make a ton of sense. I will forever beg the NFL to do this. This is the hill that I will die. Everybody's got, like, their sports dream. If you were commissioner of a sport for a day, what you would do? This is it for me. A minor league system in the NFL. It's not the same as spring football. It's during... Everybody's in football mode now. Nobody's in football mode in April. I mean, you are to a point, but it's not the same. It doesn't matter. I want this to happen. Shedeur Sanders, by the way, 9 of 16, 61 yards and a touchdown, 3 carries for 20 yards. Browns and Panthers are tied at 7. If you're into that thing, in the middle of the... 3 carries for Hendon Hooker for Detroit earlier, 27 yards. It's just the randomness of the preseason. Again, if you're betting it, bet it gently. Bet it cautiously, but do it. 17-0 Patriots still over Washington right now. So, you know. Mike Vrabel just... Showing Mike Vrabel on the sidelines, he just... It just made perfect sense for him to come back to New England. And in his case, right, a little bit of a year, you don't have to be the guy that follows the guy, and there you go. It's perfect. We talked to Scott Abraham earlier, and you know, one of the things I asked him was, you know, best case and worst case scenario for Washington. It's crazy to think, but best case scenario is at least going to the Super Bowl, and that's that, you know, team relatively healthy by NFL standards, all those things factored in, let's say, right? That being the case, you win 12 games. Like in normal circumstances, right? Let's throw another team out there that's been, you know, successful for years. You know, I mean, the Eagles, sadly, are one that I got to put out there, but Chiefs are another. I mean, whatever, right? Those franchises that have had years of success now. You say 12 wins. Here's a blind resume. 12 wins, championship game. What are the expectations for this year coming into blank resume team? You would say, well, offseason, if the offseason was good, went out and addressed some of their needs, probably that or better. But it's harder to accept it when it's the Commanders and it's after a year where they vastly overachieved, but that doesn't mean that they can't do it, right? Because you can say, well, they overachieved, and especially against Detroit, the defense was as... just far above and beyond anything we've seen with all the turnovers they generated and how they just tortured the Lions offense and all of those things. Where the defense stepped up at times during the regular season and the offensive line was better than what we thought. Maybe it's just coaching, right? 20-0 Patriots now, by the way. Another field goal there. So there's that. But when you look at, it's just like for me, and I probably for you too, if we're being honest, it doesn't mean that you don't believe that it's possible, but doesn't it feel a little hard to accept that we're saying that and it's realistic? Like, don't get me wrong. For years, we've all heard those people, those fans, the fanboys, when this team was in the Dan Snyder era, right? What was it? Oh, this team's going to be different. It's going to be, oh, yeah, I'll tell you what, man. Kirk Cousins is going to lead us there. No, Tony Banks is going to change things. I don't think we ever talked about Tony Banks that way. But, you know, I mean, you go down the list of quarterbacks. Case Keenum. He's going to just get an opportunity now. John Beck, the future. Mike Shanahan staked his reputation on Rex Grossman and John Beck. But there was always somebody that would find ways to justify how it was possible. And listen, that's part of being a fan. I get it. I can remember as a young lad under Steve Spurrier justifying in my head why Trung Candidate was going to have a Pro Bowl year for the Commander, for the Redskins, because he just didn't get an opportunity with the Rams. And this was his chance. And that offense of Steve Spurrier, oh, was going to be great. Oh, we didn't get what we got in Osaka, right? They didn't show us what did in Osaka. So we could always find ways, but it really felt crazy, right? It felt crazy to try and justify those really high-end results for really a team that you knew really just had no business being in a championship game. But now it's different. And it's actually like a legit thing to say where, right, you probably got friends that are Steelers fans or Ravens fans or Eagles fans or Cowboys fans or whatever, right? We've all got them. We all have to do that charity every once in a while and, you know, be friends with some of those fans. But it was always hard to win an argument. It was always hard to, like, really say anything about any of those teams because, well, we knew deep down things were going to be rough. But now those best-case scenarios of getting to a Super Bowl, not even winning, just getting there. Honestly, I would say a success is back to the NFC Championship game. But that's the height for me. And it actually feels real for a change. And it's never felt truly reasonable until now. Now, worst case, I think we would be crazy not to at least consider the fact that a lot of injuries could hit this team. It doesn't mean that they're not better. It doesn't mean that they're not a good organization or they didn't have a good offseason or whatever the case is. Sometimes the injury bug hits. That, to me, is what really brings in the worst-case scenario. It's also going to be a tougher schedule. You know, they're going to play some better teams. It's more film on your quarterback. All those things certainly do factor in. But I will say this. It is a weird spot to be in, to sit here in the preseason, not worry about quarterback play in the preseason, and talk about best-case scenario potentially being not just a return to an NFC Championship game, but a Super Bowl. And it's just, it's crazy to think about. 20-0, Patriots over the Commanders. 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. Nick Ashew on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.